can show you the way to freedom. If it's freedom you want, if you want to be led, I will lead on. Attitude in front, all your fears, all your lusts and your demons, so they're no longer haunts. If you're blind, I can teach you to see them. This is your freedom, if it's freedom you want. Freedom from numerous addictions to things you think you need. Freedom from slavery to fiction, fables that make you bleed. Freedom from fears and inhibitions, nightmares, worries, and superstitions. Freedom from their lies and delusions, disinformation and confusion. Freedom from their control and intrusion. This is your freedom, if it's freedom you want. I can show you the way to freedom, if it's freedom you want. If you take Jesus and receive Him, you need no more to run. If you stick to His words and do them, you'll be His follower in truth. That you will certainly know the truth, and that truth is gonna make you free. Man, the things you're blind to right now, you see them. This is your freedom, if it's freedom you want. Nightmares, worries, and superstitions. Freedom from their lies and delusions, disinformation and confusion. Freedom from their control and intrusion. This is your freedom, if it's freedom you want. This is your freedom, if it's freedom you want. This is your freedom, if it's freedom you want.
Yes, the Lord has freedom. You have to want it, though. A lot of people don't want it today. They like their bondages. It's sad, isn't it, to see the condition of this lost world out there. Oh, my, my, my. What a condition we see our country in. Lord, have mercy on it. So, welcome to the broadcast here today. We're Friday Night Live again. And this is the last Friday of the month of February already, even though it is leap year. Get an extra day this month to use for something. And so, anyway, here we are again, and hopefully you will be joining us tonight. So, Musk leaving Delaware. We're opening up with some news here. Elon Musk is leaving Delaware and moving SpaceX's headquarters to Texas. That's right. He will move the state of corporation of SpaceX to Texas. More benefits in Texas, more friendly toward him and what he's doing. Okay. Well, there were 436 acts of hostility against United States churches in 2023, according to a report just come out. So 436 acts of hostility, including the Joel Osteen attack, the one that most people are thinking about right now, if you're thinking of one. Mother in Missouri found dead with her four children 4 hours after posting they have a heart for the Lord. She killed herself and her four children, all of them. That is tragic, isn't it? Deprived of, because of her selfishness, she deprived her four children of life. And I looked at a picture of different age children, no babies, but all different ages. She said she was driven to darkness due to spurious litigation and unfounded allegations by her former boyfriend and ex-husband in a contentious custody battle. Now, no one gets those dear children, and those dear children don't get to live. on this planet, the way it is now anyway. So, what a selfish act. Kill herself and her four children, all five of them, just because she was stressed out, giving place to demons. Didn't know better, maybe. Former Rick Warren Saddleback Church's youth, one of the youth mentors there, is charged with molesting a fourth boy that he met at the megachurch and through the megachurch. So he's already been at it for three. Now he's charged with another one. District of Criminals, District of Columbus, is crime is skyrocketing there. Well, you just have to wonder about, is it because of whose leadership it's under, the liberal Democratic mayor and her insane ideas on things? Now, Missouri is going to send up to 200 National Guard troops to the border to help Operation Lone Star. Also, South Dakota said this week, too, the governor there is sending troops down to Texas to help, too. So we see here at home, Teamster unions make first major Republican donation since 2004 following a meeting with President Donald Trump. This move has sparked a huge concern that the unions are losing faith in the Biden regime and administration. Well, they ought to be. They're not doing any favors here, even though supposedly Biden was the most Teamster president ever. They've lost faith in him, obviously, and they're not supporting him. Hundreds of new Christians baptized at the largest party school, one of the largest party schools in America, Florida State University. Hundreds dedicated their life to Jesus on Thursday. Praise the Lord for that, eh? Wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. I pray their lives will continue on with the Lord. Violence at high school in Massachusetts City is so bad that the school committee members are calling for the National Guard intervention in Brockton, Massachusetts. That's right. The violence is so bad they want the National Guard to come in and restore order because it is so out of order. Well, what do you expect with your woke ideas and crazy stuff that you put on the students? You can be a bird, a cat, a dog, or whatever sex you want to be or you see yourself as, and all kinds of confusion in there. Is it any wonder? Yeah. At least 7.2 million, some say 30 million, illegal immigrants are now in our country under the Biden regime. That's right. More than the total population of 36 different states. Like, for instance, Wyoming only has 500,000 people in it, and Montana a little over a million. I mean, this is a tragedy for America to see this kind of infiltration going on, purposeful infiltration and destruction of the country. The country will never be the same because of what's happening right now to the country. And that is a tragic situation to see taking place in the United States of America here. Of course, it's done on purpose to bring down our country as we have known it. And we just pray that they'll not get away with it in the name of Jesus, and that these things will come into proper order and will stop in the name of Jesus, and that we'll get a good government that will deport these illegal people coming in. At least 150 Chinese citizens come in every day, and a lot of them are soldiers from there to kill Americans eventually. That's what I understand anyway, from what I understand about what they're planning to do. All right, anyway, here we are. That's all the news I'm going to share tonight. So let's see. We are here on this, the 23rd day of February. And so welcome to the broadcast. Glad to have you tuning in today to the live service here. And hopefully you'll be blessed and encouraged tonight. We have some good things to share with you some God things that will help you and draw you hopefully nearer to the Lord. That's the most important thing we have. That's the most important relationship we have, is our relationship with Jesus Christ. So hopefully that'll draw you in closer to Him. By the way, anyone who has not gotten a receipt for their giving in 2023 who wants one, email me at theoasis1@localnet.com. We'll make sure you get a receipt for your giving. That's theoasis1@localnet.com if you haven't got one and you want one. All right. So we're going to open up in some prayer here today. Let's go ahead and pray. Prayed for a brother who went into the hospital, didn't know where he was, who he was, and kept repeating himself. Evidently, he's doing much better and home now. Praise the Lord for all those who prayed. My wife and I, we prayed for him, and I know other people praying for him too. So praise the Lord for his release and getting back to normal again. Praise the Lord. So Father, we come to you in Jesus' name and thank you for your many, many, many blessings that you've bestowed upon our lives and the goodness that you've given us. Lord, we are grateful. We are thankful today. And we appreciate each and every one of them. And Lord, we know that you're going to give us many, many more as long as we're here and put you first in our lives, which we do. And we magnify you tonight and exalt you and give you glory and praise and honor because you are the primary person in our lives, the Lord God Almighty. And we exalt you, Jesus. We exalt you, Father, Holy Spirit. Thank you for our salvation. Thank you for the forgiveness of sin. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for healing our bodies, Father. Thank you, Lord, for great healings in our bodies. Any healing is a great healing, but Lord, we thank you for great and wonderful healing in our physical bodies of people who are sick tonight. In Jesus' name, give you honor, glory, praise for that. Lord, we pray for salvation for our beloved ones, those members of our family who may not be saved at the moment. Thank you for their salvation. Thank you for them coming into the kingdom of God. Thank you, Lord, for working in their lives. Excuse me. We worship you for that. Lord, we worship you for drawing us all closer to you too, Lord. We want to be as close as possible. At least I do. I know there are others who may not feel that way, but I do, Lord. And so draw us closer to you, Father. Draw us into your presence more and more and more as we continue on this walk that we're on with you. Draw us closer. Draw us nigh unto you, Father. We seek your face. We seek your face, Lord. We seek more of you, Jesus. We seek more of your presence in our lives, more of your glory, more of your goodness, more of your word, more of your healing power, delivering power, Father. Thank you for that. Thank you for that for our families as well, Father, that people would just get hungry for God even in this country, Father. We pray for that as well in Jesus' name, that people will get hungrier and hungrier for the Lord. They will cry out to the living God, Father. We thank you for that, Father. We thank you, Lord, that people will come to know you that don't know you too, Father, that there will be a stirring among this nation, that the Holy Spirit conviction would fall upon the people of this land, and people would desire Jesus in their life like never before in their lifetimes. We praise you and worship you for that work as well, Lord, in Jesus' name. We pray for the 8-year-old boy in coma in a Tennessee hospital, Lord. He would come out of that coma, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that as well, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for bringing resolution to people's difficulties among their families and among church families where there is problems going on that I'm aware of some and others I'm sure I'm not aware of. But, Lord, I do pray for those situations too in families and relational issues in churches and among the brethren. Father, pray for restoration of those things, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for peace that passes understanding for those who are not walking in that peace right now, Father, that they're born again, but Lord, there are things that burden them and trouble them and high anxiety. Lord, I pray, Lord, for, Lord, a releasing of that to you, Father, so they can rest in you and the power of your might and your glory in Jesus' name. We appreciate you so much, Lord, and what you do as we come before you and pray. Thank you for so many answered prayers over the years, Father, and that you continue to answer prayers, Father. Thank you for that in Jesus' name. Lord, now we ask you to bless the word tonight, Lord, the ministry of the word here and the deliverance afterward, Father. Bless that time, Lord, that we have together in your word now in the name of Jesus for your glory. And that people will be encouraged and strengthened and convicted where needed and grow in grace and truth, Father, tonight. And we cover the broadcast with the blood of Jesus right now, cover the service with the blood. Thank you, Lord, that you have your way tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you for your goodness and mercy, Lord, that follows us all the days of our lives, Father, as well. In Jesus' name, everybody say amen, amen, amen. All right, here we go, folks. We're going to get into the Word of God tonight. Hopefully, if you're ready, good evening, folks. Good evening in the chat room. Good evening, those listening by telephone, listening by internet. Good evening to you. Whose seed is manifesting? That's the title tonight. Whose seed is manifesting? Yes, it's evil, the things that are doing to President Trump. We do pray for President that you would deliver him from these evil, evil Soros judges and those who have been set in to tear him down and destroy him, Father, in the name of Jesus as well, that you would deliver him from these attacks of the enemy and that he will be the next president of the United States in Jesus' name. We thank you for that as well, for your glory, Father, that this evil regime of darkness will be removed and taken down by you, Father, in heaven, Father. We thank you that they will be removed. The righteous are groaning and crying out for deliverance from this great darkness upon the land of evil leadership. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 All right, moving into this word here tonight. Moving into this word tonight. Whose seed is manifesting? The title tonight. Whose seed is manifesting? You know, really, whatever you believe in God, as long as it's the truth, will work for you. If you believe it and it's the truth, it's going to work. You know, but like I've said before, many Christians have more faith and believe more in the power of the devil than they do in the power of God. And that's not an accurate way to live your life. It's not a biblical way to live your life. You need to believe more in the power of God than you do in the power of the devil. The devil will not prevail. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil, and he accomplished what he came to do. So by confessing and believing in the power of evil to prevail over you, what are you doing? You're giving place to it, and you're giving it the power to prevail over your life. So don't do that. I mean, this ought not to be that, and just stop it right now. You know, stop confessing the power of the enemy. And confess the power of God instead. Got to watch what we say with our mouth. The mouth has power of life and death within it, and it has great power. So be careful, you know, what comes out of there, because you could do great damage with it. You can release a lot of demons on your own life with your tongue too, not to mention other people's lives as well. So as we look at Christendom today, we see multitudes of Christians who pray every day, yet, you know, the enemy is destroying their lives to some degree or another and destroying their finances, their families. And they are eaten up with sickness and disease and anger, unforgiveness, even lust. And they're in sad shape today. And yet they pray to God. What's one of the main problems here? Well, one of the main problems is I'll tell you what it is we're not walking in our God-given authority. People, you know, they just won't walk in it, or they don't really believe that they have it. And because of that, where are they going? They're going nowhere. They're going to heaven and when they die, but there's so much more than that. Even right now, there's more than that. I mean, know that. Luke 9:1. Let's go read our verse tonight in Luke chapter 9 of Luke here. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils. Notice that word all. It didn't just say devils. It said all devils. All means what? All. That's right. And to cure diseases. So he gave them authority over all devils. And you know, he's given that to us as well. God, Jesus, gave authority and power over all devils. And many are teaching on authority today, but, you know, that authority comes only from the throne. And why hasn't it worked, you know, when I tried it? You know, some people are saying that question. Well, you need to walk in authority, and here's a probable answer. If the Spirit of God does not have authority in your life, then you cannot exercise God's authority. If the Spirit of the Lord does not have authority in your life, then you cannot exercise God's authority in your life. In other words, if there is you on the throne in your life, then whose authority will you walk in? Well, obviously, you're going to walk in your own. Not going to walk in his. You're going to walk in your authority. And what kind of authority is that? That's anemic authority, carnal authority, fleshly authority. It's not walking in the authority of God. But if God is on the throne in your life, whose authority will you walk in? Well, then you can walk in God's authority. Remember, all authority and power come from the throne. And Jesus said we're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus right now. Okay, so we're there with him in the throne if we'll live that way. But you have to decide who's going to be on the throne of your life. You're going to have to decide who's going to be on the throne, because that will determine whose authority you will walk in your life. So Satanists draw from Satan's earthly throne, don't they? Because Satan is on the throne of their life, self, and Satan is on the throne. Selfish people, they draw from self's throne. Overcomers draw from God's throne in the center of each of us, in our spirit. That's where Jesus lives inside the believers today. In your spirit, your born-again spirit. And if you're under the Lord's or the Spirit's authority, then you will have authority, and you certainly, you can walk in it. Amen? Everybody say, I can walk in authority. Amen. You can if you will. And if you let Jesus be Lord. Amen. Let's go to Matthew 8. Read a few more verses here. Matthew 8:5. How about that? Are you there yet? Matthew 8:5. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. And the centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that follow, truly I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Isn't that amazing that this Gentile centurion comes? And he got it, man. He understood authority. That's right. He understood authority, and that's why Jesus marveled. He understood that Jesus had authority, because he was under the Father's authority, and all he had to do was say to sickness, speak to it, and command it to go, and it had to obey him. And until we place ourselves under authority, we won't have much authority. But let's place ourselves under the Lord's authority tonight, if you haven't done it already. So that you, because authority is given from authority, right? So here's the key to rising up in your God-given authority. Let's go to another scripture, Psalm 68. verse 1, Psalm 68, verse 1, it says here, let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, let them also that hate him flee before him. Okay, let God arise. If the life of God never arises within your being and you never give him the throne, your enemies would never be scattered, no matter how much you study and you learn, see? So you've got to give him the throne. No matter how much you rebuke the devil, the word of God is not theory, it's fact. How many know that? Okay, so no matter how much some people rebuke the devil, the enemy is never going to be scattered because God is not allowed to be rising up in your life. So you need to let God arise, then his enemies will be scattered. And the word of God is not theory, but it's fact. Remember that. God must, it's truth, in other words. It cannot lie. God, you know, he has to be allowed the throne of our lives for things to work according to the word of God, see? And how many want him to work according to the word, or you want him to work according to something else? Well, there needs to be the word of God. That's how they need to operate. The things of God need to operate according to his word. And they will when God is allowed to sit on the throne of your life, see? Amen. So let's let him be there. Let's let him be there. Hallelujah. Let's go to Ephesians 1, 22 and 23. Ephesians 1, 22 and 23 says here, and it put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. So there's enough revelation and power in these words alone. If you believe them and practice it, the truth of these words, they're going to bring you out of darkness. Amen. They'll place Jesus in your throne room. That's right. See, too many Christians can't walk in authority because they're in rebellion today. You don't want to be walking in rebellious to walking rebellious. You want to be the walking yielded, the yielded to God, those who fully depend on him. You know? They say, why haven't you blessed me, Lord? Why haven't you blessed me, healed me, financially blessed me? Why can't I get rid of these devils? And these things that are harassing me, I thought I had authority and power over Satan. Yeah, questions. Who's on the throne in your life? See? All authority comes from the throne. Remember that. And if Jesus ain't on the throne, then what kind of authority are you getting there? Mm-hmm. That's right. So what should I do to walk in authority? Well, number one, put Jesus on the throne. That's right. Get yourself off the throne. That's right. Isn't it time for you to invite Jesus to his rightful place in your life? If you never allowed him to be placed on the throne, then it's about high time that you do that, right? Okay, and then the next one is Joshua 3:3. What should I do to walk in authority? Let's go over to Joshua 3:3 and read it to you and see if you can get this here. Joshua 3:3. All right. I'm here. Let's go. And they commanded the people, saying, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God and the priest, the Levites, bearing it, then you shall remove from your place and go after it. Well, that's pretty well understandable. The ark represents the very place and presence and power and authority of God. So, hello, when you see the ark begin to move, that's when you cross the Jordan. That's when you step out in faith. That's when you command in your God-given authority. That's when you take authority over the enemy. That's when you begin to sense within your spirit, the spirit of God beginning to rise, let God arise, and then you cross the Jordan. What's your Jordan? Your obstacle. The Jordan is an obstacle in your way. See, how many obstacles are in your way today? How many things have risen up in front of you? How many devils are harassing and troubling you right now that are in the way of you moving forward in your God-given authority? How many spirits are blocking you right now? What's going on in your life? What Jordan is standing strong in front of you and you're not able to get over that? Hey, it's time to walk in your God-given authority, see? Time to walk in the authority of God. Let's read Zechariah 4, 6, and 7 here. Zechariah 4, 6, and 7. Then he answered and spoke unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain, or O great river Jordan? Who art thou? Whatever that difficulty is, who art thou, thou difficulty, thou obstacle? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, grace, grace, grace unto it, right? Oh, hallelujah. Who art thou, O great obstacle, O thou who claim to be a great devil? Who art thou? You're nothing before God. You're nothing before him. You're no big deal. You can shout grace, grace, grace to it when you know who's in the throne room of your life, for it's not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. And when the Spirit of God is on the throne, then you're walking in spiritual authority, or you can be walking in spiritual authority anyway. Amen? So is the Spirit of God in the throne room tonight in your life? Amen. So do you see it, folks? This is why so many Christians suffer needlessly and are suffering right now needlessly. You know, they say they tried the word and they rebuked the devil and he's still there. You know, what's the deal? You know, they prayed for healing and they're still sick. They rebuked poverty and gave to the Lord, but they're still poor. You know, they can't get ahead. You know, they prayed for deliverance and they still got their demons. What's going on here? You know, some Christians are not getting it. Not getting it, see? Because they're not seeing the whole picture. They prayed for something, maybe a job, a mate, and they didn't get it. Well, it's because maybe they're in rebellion. They're still on the throne. I mean, it could be a number of those type things, you know. And we're going to talk about some other reasons, too, in a minute here that I think are the reason a lot of Christians are having a lot of problems here today. But we're going to talk about something of the demonic side here. Is it the throne of God or the throne of you? That's the question we've got to get answered and stay with the answer. It's not the throne of you. It's not the throne of me. It's the throne of God. Let God arise and his enemies will be scattered. But you're going to have to let him arise, see? And in order for him to really arise, he's going to have to be allowed the access to the throne of your life, to the rulership of your life. And we have to let him ascend to that throne. Amen? Then as he rules and he reigns, then he will arise and all those enemies, sickness, poverty, death, you know, will be scattered in the name of Jesus. Will you let God arise in your life tonight? Have you been in rebellion maybe and you've been guarding your throne for yourself and not really wanting to let God have the full throne room? Well, repent. Let God arise. Let him go to the throne. Is it the throne of God or the throne of you? You answer that question, and then you know what you have to do, right? You know what you have to do. You have to let Jesus in there. You let him up in there in the throne room, right? See, there are so many hindrances and blockages in today's Christians today. That's right. They want to move ahead in Jesus, but, man, it's like invisible hands are holding them back, holding them down, squeezing the life out of them and just holding them. You know, and yeah, they're so often invisible hands, and those hands are the hands of devils. And it seems like most people, you know, they have a go so far and no more with God hindrance going on. They want to go further, they want to go deeper, but it seems like there's a certain level they can go to, and it seems like then there's this blockage, this hindrance, there's these hidden arms that are holding, these hidden hands that are holding them back. And they may even walk, you know, in some of their authority and have Jesus on the throne, but there is a place where it seems they can go no further. How far have you gone? Now, to ask yourself that question, what seems to stop you? Another self-searching question. Something's stopping me. What's stopping me? What unseen force is at work in my life? What unseen force is at work in your life today? What's holding you back? For most believers, this is the case. There's something in the way of spiritual progression. There's a spiritual hindrance going on. in people's life today. And they have a blockage, you know, there's a blockage of the free flow. Yeah, something in the way of spiritual life and growth. There are unseen, undiscovered blockages and problems that we're going to have to also ask ourselves, what is our besetting sin? Do you have some besetting sin? The Bible said the sin that so easily beset you in Hebrews chapter 12. It talks about the sin that so easily besets us. So yes, people have besetting sins as well. And what seems to affect our lives over and over and over, is it a sense of unworthiness? Is it a sense of failure? Is it the fear of moving ahead? Is that what it is? What others have spoken about you? Could it be that? Or onto you? You know, people could speak things onto your life. Somewhere there's something that hinders you from your full blossoming into what you believe God wants you to be and to walk in. That's right. Somewhere there is. And, you know, it may be undiscovered to you at the moment, but nevertheless, it remains there because you know that you wanted to go further at times, but you just couldn't. There was the invisible something blocking, holding back, hindering. There are spiritual forces at work in people that people know not of or don't understand, see? Sometimes secretly repeating sabotages, you know? Secretly repeating, I mean, these sabotages that you even do secretly sabotage your life and progress. So recognize there are subtle forces at work to keep a person from spiritual progression and full victorious living in their lives, okay? And these things are elusive to most believers, and we need to, you know, call upon Jesus and seek spiritual understanding about this, because a lot of things elude Christians. They can't seem to put their finger on certain things in their lives, and they wonder why they have these hindrances going on. And they're not moving forward like they would love to move forward, or they're not conquering like they would like to conquer. So let's go to Genesis 5:8 here. It's easy to find this one, huh? Yeah, Genesis 5:8. All right, turning the page here. It's found, but it's stuck together here. I'll get it apart just a moment here, and we will read it. All right, here we go. Got it apart. Genesis 5:8. And all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. That's not the one I'm going to read. It's 5:3. And Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness after his image and called his name Seth. Okay? So all of us are born into this world in the likeness of Adam. You notice that? Yeah, all of us were born in the likeness and image of Adam. We all have the serpent seed. That's right. That's something that we might not have thought of, but because of Adam, we've all had the serpent seed because Adam had the serpent seed in him. And we can get delivered from that, and we can pick on the Christ seed and get rid of that seed of the serpent. How many know that? Thank God that we've done that. But how many know that the serpent seed often clings on very strongly to your life? And we're going to talk about this serpent seed. We're also going to talk about some other things that are attached here that seem to be hindering believers today. But everybody was born into this world with the serpent seed, except for Adam and Eve, and they weren't born. They were created, okay? And, of course, Jesus wasn't, because he was God, all right, but he was also man. But anyway, so when Jesus told his disciples he was going to the cross, Peter began to rebuke him. And Jesus said, "Get behind me, Satan, you do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men." Remember that? Well, the scripture shows that whenever we get into the natural mind and thinking, we are functioning in the satanic realm and in satanic things, okay? Because the natural mind is at enmity with God. The carnal mind is at enmity with God, see? All right. And so the seed of the serpent grows in the carnal natural mind. It grows in Adam, and this seed produces a life that is both good and evil, but not God. Because remember, they ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, which was the wrong tree, and their eyes were open to good and evil, and they walked in more evil than they walked in good, of course. But the good of that tree could never save you, right? That's what a lot of people don't get, the religious people especially. They eat from the good of that tree, and they think that, oh, they're real godly and they're real religious and that will save them. Well, that's just not true. Okay, there are two seeds, the serpent seed and the seed of Christ, and we need to learn to live from the seed of Christ, not from the serpent seed any longer, okay? Because the Adamic life produces the seed of the serpent, right? Which is the flesh nature, the fallen nature within us, and the seed of Christ produces our new creation kind of life inside of us, and it manifests too. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Notice it says that in Genesis 3:14-15, it talks about the seed of the serpent and the seed of Christ, right, which come from the seed of the woman and the seed of God, right, because, and the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field, and upon thy belly shalt thou go, and thus shalt thou eat all the days of thy life, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. So, yeah, that ugly seed of the serpent produces that carnal, fallen, fleshly nature where the devils live, and they're full in, that nature can be full of devils, right? There's no good thing dwelling in that flesh nature. So let's continue on here. So that whenever we get into the natural mind and thinking, we're functioning in the satanic realm. Remember that, okay? So the seeds of the serpent grows in that carnal, natural, fleshly mind. And this seed produces a life that is both good and evil, but not God. Remember that. So living by the knowledge of good and evil is what separated Adam and Eve from God in the first place. It's also what keeps us separated from God in our consciousness, see? That's why we need to live from the seed of Christ, not from the seed of a serpent. And we need to get tuned into the seed of Christ. See, this seed of the serpent, as spoken of in Genesis 3, is growing in the consciousness of the masses of this world. It's growing in the people of this world, both Christian and non-Christian, see, because they've allowed this seed of the serpent to grow because of their carnal nature, because they don't live from the mind of Christ. Most of the time, they're living from the carnal mind, and the carnal mind is what? Let's go over to Romans 8 and read Romans 8, 6 through 8 here. Romans 8, for to be carnally minded is death. That's what it is. The carnal nature is not life, it's death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. But if you're living from the carnal mind, you're producing death. You're producing the things of the world, the things that, of the flesh, the things that don't bring the life of God into your life. See? So to be carnally minded is death. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, and it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So they that are in the flesh cannot please God. See, when you live in the flesh, you know, you're not pleasing God. When you live out of that carnal nature, that fleshly seed of the serpent, you're not pleasing unto God. That doesn't please God. It doesn't please God to live from the flesh. The flesh is at enmity with God. The carnal mind is at enmity with God. See? And so it's the new creation that counts. It's not that old fleshly seed of Adam, seed of the serpent. That's not what we need to live from. The seed of the serpent, as spoken of in Genesis 3:14-15, is growing in the consciousness of the masses, like I told you. So what are we going to do about that? Are we going to let it grow in us because it's growing in the consciousness of the masses, because it's growing in the popular culture, and they're surrounding us with this garbage? You know, hey. Those that are in the flesh are not pleasing to God. We learned that. And they that live according to the natural mind are those that live in the flesh. And so I want to tell you, you cannot please God no matter how good you can seem to make that flesh. You can never fix the flesh. The flesh cannot be fixed. The flesh has to be crucified, right? You can't fix it. It has to die. And we have to become spiritually minded. We must become spiritually minded. That's right. That's life. That's living, and that's peace, see? And see, the satanic or the flesh rule, life is one with our carnal Adamic flesh nature, see? And as long as we focus on the Adamic life within us, we're never going to overcome the flesh. We're not going to overcome that which holds us back, that which hinders us, because we're allowing it place in our life. And the more you try to live according to good and evil, the more you're going to become separated in your consciousness from God, because God never told you to live from good and evil. He told you to live from Him. The tree of life is what He is. He is the tree of life. He is the one and only tree that we need as a believer in Christ Jesus. He's what the new creation lives from. We live from Jesus, from the tree of life, not from ourselves, not from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And we need to learn to turn from the Adamic consciousness to the Christ consciousness that lives in our spirit today. It's living in our spirit. He's living in our spirit today. Romans 7, 17 and 18, let's read that. It says here, now then it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing, for the will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not, for the good that I would I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that which I would not, it is no more I that do it, but the sin that dwelleth in me. It's the seed of the serpent, dwelling still in our carnal, natural, fleshly area of our life. See, in my flesh, in my carnal nature, Paul says, is no good thing. Demons dwell there. When we are going to get this? When are we going to get it? Okay? Churches all across the country are teaching people to clean up Adam still. They're writing books on how to clean up yourself, how to fix yourself, instead of to live from Christ, instead of from the carnal nature that is really, it's not effective at all to live from the carnal nature, because it's at enmity with Christ. It's the seed of the serpent. We don't want to live from that, you know. And Paul said, I see another law. What law? He sees another law in his members. What is the law that he's talking about? It's the law of sin and death that came into humankind when they ate of the forbidden tree of knowledge of good and evil. The law of sin dwelling in us, right? The law of demons being allowed to dwell in us, right? The law of sin and death. Death is allowed. Demons are darkness. They're death. And they allowed there to in our flesh because, you know, we haven't totally overcome that flesh yet. But see, that flesh is at enmity with God. So where sin is, demons are. Or where demons are, sin is, okay? And these demons, they feed sin. And sin feeds demons. We have to understand the way this operates. And everyone has Antichrist in them as well. I mean, it says in 1 John that there are many Antichrists in the world, many of them, okay? So Antichrist, what does that mean? One who is against Christ. How many know that the seed of the serpent is against Christ? The flesh is against Christ. He said, Paul says, I do what I don't want to do. There's a law in my members. I'm doing what I don't want to do. I don't want to do that. I don't want to act that way. I don't want to be this way. He says, I see that another law, see? And so Romans 8:7 says, the carnal mind, the Adamic nature minded is at enmity with God. And if that isn't Antichrist, I don't know what is Antichrist, okay? Antichrist is not just a being one person. It's many, many antichrist in the world, it says. And so antichrist could be an attitude of something that resists Christ, like Peter did. He resisted Jesus when Jesus made his statement. Jesus had to say, get behind me, Satan, for you don't desire the things of God, but the things of man. Well, if that isn't antichrist, I don't know what is. Something that doesn't desire the things, it's anti to the things of God. Antichrist, it's anti, you know, antichrist is a self-ruled life, okay? A life that is, you know, against Christ it's a self-ruled life, okay? And so a life that is, against self rule is certainly a Christ-ruled life. And the natural mind with a carnal mind, sitting in the temple of God, you know, declaring themselves or self to be God, really? No, we've got to let Jesus be on the throne. And many people have missed this, not realizing that the Antichrist spirit is growing in human nature, in the self-rule, in the carnal mind, producing from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And it's the good part, boy. We glory in the good part, but we shouldn't glory in anything but God. Why would we glory in the tree that was been forbidden in the first place? Why would you glory in that anyway? There's no reason for glorying in that. We have no place to glory in that tree. Okay, 1 John 2:18, let's read another verse here. It says here, little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. Well, we know it's the last time because there are many Antichrists. But the good news is that the seed of Christ Jesus produces God's very nature inside of us. Hallelujah for that, or we would be in a hopeless condition. We would be back under the law. So you put the seed into good ground of you, and all it needs is water, what the water of the Word, and sun, Jesus, which brings the heat or the fire. I'll baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire, and God will allow us to be thrown into the fire if necessary, so that we can be purified, right? So that we can get rid of that Antichrist spirit, that we can get rid of that self-ruled throne. Yeah, and the heat produces pressure on the seed, the shell of our outer man. The heat and the pain of everything you're going through in your life breaks the shell of the outer man, and the seed of Christ begins to really grow up in us when we get through that purifying fire. We get into that purifying fire, and there are many who have not allowed seed growth. Okay, you know, we stopped it. I don't want a Christ seed to grow in me. That's a sad condition to be in. I wouldn't want to be in that condition. We want to let Christ seed grow. Now, you know, because you could teach about how they are supposed to act. But if the seed of God in them never grows, then they'll never in reality be able to walk in all the truths that they know and have been taught through the Word of God if they listen to them, you know, because a lot of people have been taught a lot of things, but they don't walk in them because they're trying to live from the good of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Instead of letting the tree of life be the manifest and the seed of God be manifest in their lives and that seed growing in them, hallelujah, are you letting that seed grow? Yeah, I tell you, we need to. So that seed of the serpent growing in the natural mind, that seed produces a life that is both good and evil. Yeah, living by the knowledge of good and evil, you know, is going to keep you alienated from God, though, in your spirit, see, because you're living from the wrong place, see. That's right. That's right, and we don't want that. I mean, I don't want it. Do you want it? I don't want that. Remember, the covenant that God made was not with flesh and blood. You know, it's impossible for the Adamic nature to inherit the kingdom of God. Adam, the fallen nature, is simply the shell of the seed that holds in captivity and presses down due to religious tradition and blindness. And that Jesus can do no mighty works there because of the unbelief and the religious tradition of and the very life and substance of God that is within your spirit needs to be allowed to come forth. Amen? And crucify that. And get rid of the seed of the serpent. Not pushing it out of the way and crucifying it and putting it to death, the flesh and the carnal nature. So what you need is not rules and regulations, not people coming to you and telling you how to keep the law and the commandments. And what you need is water. How do you get water? You get water through God bringing you to his word and the wine of his presence and the joy. The sweet wine is sweeter than wine. It's the Bible speaks of him. The Holy Spirit. You put the word in and he waters the word and he causes spiritual growth in your life. And for so many that have experienced this liberty of God and his sweet presence, oh, praise God. That's good. But religion and external Adam fixing will shut it down. If you try to go back under that again, it'll just shut it down and you'll get nowhere again. See? The traditions of man, and they are often, you know, not producing seed for the kingdom. I mean, know that, but they're producing good Baptists and good Methodists and good Catholics and good Pentecostals, seed after their own kinds. Christ will produce seed after himself, his kind, right? Because his seed in us, he will produce after his kind. Hallelujah. So for God to work this into you, you should understand that God doesn't have anything for your carnal man at all. They're at enmity with one another. Quit expecting him to feed the carnal man. How many people expecting something to be fixed in their carnal man? The carnal man needs to die. It says, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. This is the victory to overcome the world, even our faith. But what's going to overcome the world? It's the seed of God in us. It's what's in our spirit that overcomes the world, right? Amen. 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 So it says in 1 John 3:9, whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. That's talking about your born again spirit. That's where the seed of God is, that and there's no sin dwelling in that born again spirit. The sin dwells in your soulish realm, the mind, will, the emotion, the bodies. You know, that's where the sin dwells. We understand that. But Christ is producing after his kind from our spirit, in our spirit. See, hallelujah. So Adam is a fallen creation. Adam must die. Adam dwells, you know, in the dry places, okay? He dwells on the negative. He dwells full of unbelief. He dwells on bitterness and complaining and anger and unforgiveness. I mean, the Adamic nature is not the born-again nature. God will never give up on you, though, until you fully manifest in his glory. How many know that? He's not giving up on you, even though we might look kind of helpless in our Adamic nature when we live from that. We might look kind of pathetic when we live in that nature and from that nature instead of from him. Amen. Do you know that God's glory and work is, he's working in you? Do you know what it's working in you, what God's glory and work in you is? It's his nature, not Adam, but Christ, not carnal, but spiritual. That's what he's doing. He's working his nature, his spiritual nature. For God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in the spirit and truth. So he's working not a carnal nature, but a spiritual nature into us. And you cannot manifest the glory of God through Adam. The glory of God comes through Jesus. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I mean, want to join me today in removing Antichrist from God's temple. I mean, just say, I renounce Antichrist. I renounce that seed of Adam. I renounce that self-rulership. I choose Christ. I choose the Christ nature, and I reject the Adamic nature. I choose Christ's seed and reject the serpent seed. Amen. Amen. So the serpent seed is a hindrance. It's a hindrance. The Antichrist spirit, of which there are many, and of which there are many still in Christians, are hindering and blocking, see? That's what we were talking about. There are blockages that people don't know not of, see? Especially if they're walking from the tree of knowledge of good, the good of the tree. I mean, also, I'm going to talk to you about another one, is witchcraft. This is a sneaky, subtle, hidden spirit in so many today. People have witchcraft, and people operate in witchcraft. They don't even know it. You know, they're not aware. And that doesn't excuse them either. I mean, know that. That's right. That's right. This is a subtle, sneaky, hidden spirit. Witchcraft will block and hinder people. And they'll block them from walking in his presence, walking in their spiritual authority. It'll sabotage even a whole church. It has many churches in its grip, the grip of witchcraft. Remember, the Bible talked about one of the churches under the grip of Jezebel. Jezebel operated in witchcraft. And so there was one type of New Testament churches were operating under the spirit of Jezebel, under the spirit of witchcraft. And the pastor and his wives are suffering, and they don't know why they're suffering so much. It's because there's witchcraft in the church. Yeah. Witchcraft in the churches. They don't understand that. You know, families suffer and don't realize it's witchcraft working. Individuals suffer and struggle, and they fail to see that hidden, you know, even sent their way witchcraft is working against them. It's at work against them and their spiritual progress. And, you know, some maybe in their family live a familiar spirit, right? It's maybe a family line spirit. Yeah, it's a familiar spirit, a family line. And some, you know, is being sent their way by words spoken or even witchcraft practice and released against them. Yeah. Oh, we've seen it over the years be sent against us at different times of our ministry life. People have sent witchcraft against it. We were aware of it. We picked it up and we had to break and cancel their assignment and send it back where it came from. Okay. Yeah. So you better be aware, too, that this could be going on. And some pastors never even think that witchcraft is being done against them. Okay. That's right. So anyway, need to be aware of that and realize that could be a hindrance in your life, too, of getting where you're supposed to be going in your authority and walking in the true authority that God's given you. Because the world is inundated with witchcraft. That's something we have to understand. The world is inundated with witchcraft. Yeah. But there is more. You know, if it's not just filling the world, I mean, it's not just filling the world. It has come into the church and believers in so many ways today. And people use the term magic and good luck, and these are Christians? Really? When they do that, when they're using those words, really, they're releasing a form of witchcraft and talking a form of witchcraft. Because those words shouldn't even be used by a Christian. Luck and magic? No, No. This is not, the church is not the magic kingdom. That's the devil's kingdom, the magic kingdom. They go by the magic kingdom. We don't go by the magic kingdom as the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is not about magic. It's about the supernatural manifestation of the power of God, but it's not about magic, okay? How about another one that Christians have in their lives? Superstition and basing their life, you know, on superstition is allowing witchcraft to work. When you have superstitions in your life, witchcraft is at work. And, of course, we talked about Jezebel, and allowing Jezebel is allowing another form of witchcraft. Controlling can be witchcraft, doing, you know, whatever's necessary to get one's way is possibly witchcraft, too, in operation. So can witchcraft become, you know, one of people's greatest hindrances? Absolutely can be. So we need to be aware of it. We need to not be ignorant about that. We need to block and renounce and reject, you know, all witchcraft along with rebellion, Jezebel, the serpent seed, Antichrist, all of that. We need to reject those things and self being on the throne, okay? I mean, no. We need to guard against the Adamic life, and because the Adamic life is really an Antichrist spirit that is against the Holy Spirit living his life in us. Antichrist is the self life. It's not a God life, okay? Oh, really? Yeah, the natural man sitting and ruling in the temple. We are the temple of God. I mean, know that. You're the temple of God. I'm the temple of God, right? And isn't that what they say is going to happen when the Antichrist comes? He's going to set himself up as God in the temple of God. That's not the temple in Jerusalem. Even if he does set himself over there, it's talking about the New Testament temple. What's the New Testament temple that it's talking about in Thessalonians? We're the temple of God in the New Testament. Well, how many know that a lot of deception comes through the church? In fact, the Bible says there must be heresies among you so that you might know the truth and the false. And so, yes, Antichrist has set himself up in the temple of God, in the church of Jesus Christ, and he's going to deceive many that way. And we need to be aware that that's one way that he will come in these last days, as it says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. It's talking about that. Now, how many know that a seed of something, what grows out in the field, a seed of a cucumber, a seed of a squash, you know, within that seed, everything is there in that seed needed to reproduce the squash kingdom or the cucumber kingdom, or, you know, and if you put that seed in the ground and let it grow, what's going to happen? But see, that's what a lot of Christians, they just put that seed, Jesus, they put him to the side. See, they don't let him grow. See, they don't let him grow. And, you know, the seed, you know, has also, you know, the seed is programmed. If it's a cucumber seed, it's programmed to bring forth cucumber. You're not going to get a tomato out of a cucumber, right? And in that seed is a programming to reproduce a cucumber. I mean, you could take a seed of cucumber and plant it in the ground, and then you can take your Bible and plant the seed of Christ in your life, and it could begin to grow too. But if you lay it aside and you don't believe it, or you're trying to do it carnally out of your religious nature, out of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, what's going to come forth? Christ doesn't respond to something that is forbidden. He forbid Adam and Eve to eat of that tree in the first place. Why would he produce from that tree? He's not going to do it. See? And so we're taking the seed of the serpent and even the good side of it, see, and trying to produce something which only can be produced by the Christ seed in us, right? Only from our spirit. We're trying to get something to produce in our mind, which is carnal. And it's just not going to come forth. I'm just telling you, it's not going to come forth, okay? And we've got to do it the way of the Word if we're going to see the results of the Word. So we got to feed that seed of Christ. We feed it with the Word. We feed it when we pray in the Spirit and pray and spend time meditating on the Word, which is a spiritual word. I mean, he says, you know, my word is... what? It's spirit and it's life, right? And so we produce a lot of people with itching ears. They ever learning but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth, see? Because they're trying to get it the wrong way, see? They're trying to get it from the good of a tree of knowledge of good and evil. And because if they could get it that way, that they're earning it, see? They earn it, they can earn it, and we feel better when we can do something for God. When God said it's a free gift, just receive, 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 and keep receiving. See? Hallelujah. So you put the seed in the ground, and all it needs is Jesus, water, the Holy Spirit, the Word, yeah, and the Son, Jesus, which brings the right? The seed's going to grow. Amen? Going to grow. Hallelujah. And we have a covenant with God, see? How many know that you have a covenant with God? Mm-hmm. I've heard that about the pineal gland, but I'm not so sure about that, okay? But anyway, I can't answer that question for sure, okay? But we know we have a spirit, and I know my spirit, I draw from my spirit, and I'm in touch spiritually with who's in my spirit. And it's Jesus, right? And you need to get in touch with Jesus in your spirit too, see? It's not so much the location as it is the who it is that's in you, see, that you need to be aware of, see? And his presence, right? Well, because if you can get into that presence, the Bible says that his presence is fullness of joy, and his right hand is pleasure forevermore, but it's impossible for Adam to get there. And so when you're trying to go there the carnal way, it's impossible. Flesh and blood cannot enter the kingdom of God. So flesh and blood's not going into the spirit. Flesh and blood cannot walk in the spirit, see? So you've got to be spiritually, born from above, right? I don't mind. I'll answer, but as I can. But I just want to, help. That's what I'm here for. What we got to do, we don't need a bunch of rules and regulations. What you need is more of his spirit in manifestation, because you can't fix yourself anyway. You can try to keep all the rules and regulations and try so hard, because he's not looking for the religion of those who try, and those who try harder. He's looking for people who love him and who've given themselves fully over to him, right, by humbling themselves and become fully dependent on him. So, and you need water, okay? You get water by the word, the bread of his word, right? And the wine, yeah. Melchizedek come? He brought the bread and the wine to Abraham, right? And we need the bread and the wine. The new wine is the new wine of the Holy Spirit, the wine of the kingdom of God, and the spiritual life force that is released from our inner being into our whole being that renews our strength, because it's coming from the throne of God. It's coming from the kingdom of God, see? Hallelujah. That is the awesomeness of a regenerated, born-again spirit, see, and what can happen from your spirit. So don't just settle for knowledge of being born again. You need to be experiencing the regeneration, the quickening of the spirit in your life, the absolute quickening of his life, which quickens us. And we're made alive through him and this position that we're in Christ Jesus today. Your spirit will bear witness with his spirit that you're a child of God. You've had that witness. Come on. If you know that you know that you know you're born again, where does that kind of witness come from? It doesn't come from the carnal mind. It comes up out of your spirit, see? So you've been in touch with your spirit before. You've been in touch with Christ in you before, the hope of glory. See, we have Christ in us today, and we need to become more and more aware of his presence in our life and his place within us. See, hallelujah. And I realize that you can't explain it when this takes place in the natural mind. You can't explain anything. They are spiritually discerned. They're not carnally discerned. The Bible speaks of that in Corinthians. See, these things are spiritually understood, spiritually discerned, spiritually, and you can't explain it with the natural mind. You can try, okay, but you really can't, because it's spiritual. Like Paul, when he was caught up into the third heaven, he couldn't explain the things that he saw in the natural way, you know. He just couldn't. It was beyond his natural ability to communicate, because it was such spiritual life that he had never testified to before. I mean, he had never witnessed before, see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, people run to the altar every week, but it could be a tree of knowledge, a good experience, but it's not spiritual life being released, see, you know. And so, you know, religious spirits will shut down the real life of God if they're threatened by that, see, the spiritual power of the life of God. People get threatened by that. They were threatened so much by the life of God when he walked planet Earth that they said, crucify him, you know, kill him. We want to get rid of that. We're threatened by this. We want to go back to the law. We don't want this new way of living, this new and living way, as they call Christ's way, you know. So they want to get rid of that, man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So remember, Adam must die. Adam's a fallen creation. It's the carnal nature. It's the seed of the serpent. That there's no hope for you in that life. That's really death, right? It's only through the spirit. That's where the promises are made from. The promises are made in the spirit, to the spirit, okay? And they're made to the Lord, and they're made to us. And he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And that is the new covenant. That's the covenant that we have with God. He's not going to leave us or forsake us. We don't have to worry about him taking off like he did under the old covenant because of our sin. Because his sin, he said, your sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Hallelujah. So, you know what the glory of God is? We contain it. You know how that we contain it? Because the glory of God, it's his nature, and we have his nature living in our spirit because we have him living in our spirit. So we're containers for the glory of God. And the nature of God is the glory of God. Hallelujah, because that is who he is. See, and we contain who he is in our spirit. Isn't that a powerful truth? I mean, this is just powerful. See? Because he said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Right? So, hallelujah. Oh, my. I mean, there's a lot to be said here. But remember, the best way to define religion as just, you know, people's performance. They perform and they think they're doing it unto God. And it's done out of the carnal nature, trying and wanting to become godly. Yeah, religion will dress up and clean up the outward, but it doesn't fix anything. You know, people believe they have what they think they have, but they really don't have what they think they have when they're walking in the spirit of religion, see? We need to live in the kingdom, see? And that's living in the kingdom is having, you know, Jesus living in us, see? The glory of God living in us, see? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's an awesome place to be, and it's a place that we need to become more and more aware of, see? Yeah, that's right. A lot of people, you know, they don't really forgive like Jesus forgave. What did Jesus do? He said, Father, forgive them, right? Oh, man, do you realize what he did when he said that? Do you think that they're being held accountable for that? They will be held accountable for not receiving Jesus, but they're not being held accountable for what he did. Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they did. Yeah, if they don't receive Christ, then sure, they're going to hell. But, you know, really, that is the unpardonable sin. If you reject Christ, I mean, how are you saved? You can't be. If you reject Christ, you reject the dealings of the Holy Spirit, see, because how do you come to Christ? Only through the dealing of the Holy Spirit. That's how people come to Christ, through the dealing of the Holy Spirit. Without the dealing of the Holy Spirit, there is no salvation. The conviction of the Holy Spirit, the work of the Holy Spirit. And so if they reject the work of the Holy Spirit, that is the unpardonable sin because they've rejected Christ and there's no salvation, right? Because there is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved but the name of Christ. So if they reject the work of the Holy Spirit, then that is the unpardonable sin. And Christians go around thinking that they're committing the unpardonable sin. I think Satan enjoys using that one on Christians. Now, if you have Jesus living in you, you haven't committed the unpardonable sin. But Satan can get you to believe it. He's worked his witchcraft on you. He's worked his deception on you. And now he's hindering you because you believe something that isn't true about yourself. And a lot of Christians do believe they've committed the unpardonable sin at times. But, you know, I'll just tell you, that's just a lie. Another little trick of the devil. See? Amen. You got to recognize what it is and what it does in your life. The devil would do anything he can to hinder, block, subdue you. He'd use any kind of witchcraft possible, any kind of antichrist. Amen. That's right. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And hallelujah. You know that we need to get filled up with him and not this all this other stuff that distracts us. You know, yeah, we need to get filled up and stay filled up, okay? Because, listen, we're only saved by his life. We're not saved by our works. We're saved by his life, and his life dwells where? In us. And, yeah, we go out and we have to do things like we have to go wash the dishes and wash clothes and or go to work and do this and do that, and it's done because it's done, you know, so much in the out of the body, out of the natural mind, it has to function to do these things. And sometimes we do step out of the spirit, but you need to practice the presence of God. See, you need to practice the presence of God so you don't so easily step out of the spirit. The more you do stay in his presence and practice that presence, then the more you're going to stay in that presence of God. See? Oh, yeah. Because you can't fellowship with God and not have something of his very essence in you not being released into your life, see, and something going on. Because the more you fellowship with him, the more of him that's released into your life, of his essence, of his manifest presence, of his wholeness, of his purity, of his glory, that is released out into your life, see, and it irritates the enemy, so he's going to do everything he can to block you. That's why we're speaking of this witchcraft and all the people's hindrances that they have, because the enemy wants to hinder this, you know. So Paul said, you know, that day by day that we're being transformed from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of God. Remember in Corinthians, see, it's his work. And the more time we fellowship with God, see, the more time we go into that secret place, which we could call our spirit, because that's his holy of holies inside of us, see, the more we are transformed by the Spirit of God, you know, from one degree of glory to another. See, the glory is his nature, right, who he is, and we're being transformed more and more into that nature, see. See, I'm not a sinner anymore. I was a sinner, but I'm a saint of God. I'm a priest of the Most High God who can go in and be in his presence. See, I can come into the Holy of Holies as a New Testament priest, whereas under the Old Testament, it was only visited once a year by the high priest. But see, now we can go into this place and assimilate him, see, and be filled up with him anytime we choose to, because we're a New Testament priest and we have full access to the throne room of God. Come boldly before the throne of grace in time of need. See, whenever is that time of need? Well, it's all the time I'm in the time of need, right? I need him constantly. So I have to just keep on being transformed, keep on getting in his presence, because the seed of Christ reproduces in us the God kind of life. See, I am come that you might have that life and have it more abundantly. That seed is reproducing him in us, right? And the flesh profiteth us nothing, but the God life profiteth us everything, which is from our spirit, see, and which is the true us. See, Peter said, you know, that we've received his divine life and nature in 2 Peter 1:3, right? And that is through the promises of God, or yes and amen in Christ Jesus. See, it's all mine in Christ Jesus. Well, you know, I pray in the spirit and get things done many times, see. I can pray in the spirit. My spirit is praying even when, you know, I'm working. I can pray in the spirit. I can meditate on him. And you have to learn to live life that way, really, because the more we can partake of him and do the things we have to do in the natural, it's something that we can just keep on drawing from him during our whole day that way. And yeah, I realize you have to focus on some things. I realize that you have to, if you're threading a needle, you got to look at that needle and make sure you're getting that piece of thread through that needle. But, you know, and you could be thanking Jesus while you're doing that, though. I thank Jesus. I know we're driving on some ice the other day, man. I tell you, the first thing that come to my mind when I started sliding, I just yelled, Jesus, and he just got me right back on the road, and that didn't go off into the ditch, and thank you, Jesus. See, I mean, if you've been doing that, what's going to come forth in your time of need? You're going to cry out Jesus, too. It's going to be Jesus. That's what's going to come out in your time of need. It's going to be Jesus, 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 And you'll realize that you'll not be falling under that old seed of the serpent all the time anymore. But when you fall under condemnation, you're falling under the seed of the serpent, because remember, the Bible said there therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, see, but who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit in Romans 8:1. Remember that, see? So, yeah, but if you go back under the seed of serpents, right, you start walking in the flesh, you'll have plenty of condemnation. You walk under that Adamic nature. There'll be condemnation, all right? There'll be plenty of it, and you'll be miserable, right? But, see, I don't walk in that anymore. I don't go that way, see, because I'm walking around in him. I'm walking around in Christ Jesus. I'm walking around from my spirit, see. We're living from Christ, the real entity that lives inside of us, the real God, the only true God, dwells inside of us by his spirit within us. And He made a covenant with me, a covenant with his seed, a covenant, right, that he's going to present us holy, unblameable, and unreprovable in his sight. See, and that was what he chose to do. And so I receive what he chose to do because he chose me and he chose you. And so we're going to let him present us that way. See, that's what he plans to do, and that's what he does do. We're presented that way to the Father. We're presented holy, unblameable, unreprovable because of the blood of Jesus, see? And the demons don't want you to walk in these kind of truths. They don't want you to have this kind of confidence, see? Because they like to keep you unsure of yourself, unsure that you can walk these ways in God, and unsure that you have the authority you have, unsure that you're really saved, unsure that you're worthy, that you're walking in because he made you worthy. That's why we're worthy, because we didn't make ourselves worthy. Well, you know, what religion can make you worthy? What can you do in your flesh to make yourself worthy? Come on, really, come on. That Adam cannot make himself worthy. Only Christ can make us worthy. But because of Christ, we are worthy. See, we've been clothed with a robe of righteousness. We know our standing in Christ. We know who we are now. See, if we'll walk that way, think that way, talk that way, we'll rise up to another level of living in Christ. See, that's right. We rise up to the level that God will have us to live in. And of course, we keep on rising till Jesus comes, because we don't arrive in one arising, okay? We have many arisings up to, remember, he said, come up higher, hallelujah. We're coming up higher. Coming up higher is living at a higher level, and there'll be many come up higher in our life as we walk as a believer, see? Because as revelation is received and believed and acted upon, then we come up higher every time revelation is released to us, see? Revelation knowledge is the key to spiritual growth. And see, the Holy Spirit brings that revelation. It's a quickening by the Spirit of God. And as we have that quickening, we step up higher and we start living at a higher level. And every time we get more, we come to a higher level, and we get more, we go higher. And it's a progressive walk that goes up into his glory, more and more and more into the spiritual realms of God, see? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm just getting all worked up in there right now. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. So Adam must die, right? That's right, Adam must die. Christ must live. Christ must come forth in us, right? His life must come forth in us. Oh, man. So we let the Spirit of God bring us into death as well as into life, see? He brings us into death to Adam, to the seed of the serpent, and then we come up into life, the life of Christ, the seed of Christ in us. And that's where we live our life from, is the seed of Christ, not from the seed of the serpent. Amen. Yeah, life is working in me, but death also works in me, because Paul says I die daily, right? So we have to understand the life of God is working in us, also the death to that flesh life, to that carnal nature, to all of that. You have to understand how these things work. It's a spiritual thing that's going on, and it's a powerful thing that we need to allow to take place in our lives and be willing, right, and choose it, choose to die and choose to live, right? If you have a choice in the matter, you could live at whatever level of Christianity you want to. You could live carnally, or you could live spiritually, or you could live somewhere in between. But it's kind of, you know, miserable to walk the fence, because if you slip and fall, which everybody does at times, it would be very painful if you're trying to straddle that fence. I don't care if you're male or female, right? It's not going to be pleasant. yeah, all right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I think we're about done here tonight. I could go on and on. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for the good news. Amen. This is good news, the gospel good news. I believe it. Yeah, a lot of people really haven't heard the gospel. But, you know, you keep listening. You know, a lot of people, all the gospel they heard is the gospel of performance-based Christianity, right? Performance. And that's not going to cut it, okay? We need the true gospel. The real gospel is good news. Yeah, that the blood of Jesus cleansed us from all sins, all unrighteousness. And it's not what we have to do, but it's what living in what he's already done, Lord. We're going to live in what you've already done, hallelujah, and enjoy the very life and glory of God. Father, we thank you for that today, and we thank you for showing us if there be any witchcraft operating in our lives, Lord, so that we get delivered from that. Show us if any of that has been allowed to remain and hidden, working away. Lord, show if we go to church, show people, Lord, you know, if there's any witchcraft operating in their churches too as well. Lord, expose the hidden in Jesus' name so that the hidden can be removed, Father, is our prayer. And Lord, continue to give us revelation, understanding about our relationship with you so that we can come up higher and higher and higher all the time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We give you glory tonight and ask you to bless our time of deliverance that we're going to have here in a few moments as we do deliverance. Thank you for this word tonight, Father. Thank you for the work you're doing in our lives, how glorious it is. Thank you for your presence that we can experience, Lord, if we'll just go in to the most holy place and meet with you. Praise God. Praise God. We want to meet with you on a regular basis, Lord. Don't let anything block that or stop that. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, everybody say amen. I'll be right back. We'll do some deliverance. Amen. Welcome back. Let's go ahead and do some deliverance tonight here. Amen. We just come against any kind of witchcraft in people tonight. We renounce it, wherever that may have come in, through family lineage, familiar witchcraft, family line lineage, through masonry, shriners and Shriner Circus and all that garbage, and Shriner hospitals. Maybe you were in a Shriner's hospital and received what those hospitals are all under, which is witchcraft, of course. We break the curses of that, too, in Jesus' name. All manner of witchcraft, subtle, hidden witchcraft, superstition, we'll deal with that, too, tonight. We just command those spirits to come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, come out of there, come out of there, come out of there, come out. All the way out. All the way out. The blood of Jesus. We break curses of masonry, Freemasonry, all manner of witchcraft. Come out, 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 come out. Even back to the 10th generation, we break these curses off of you and command the spirits to manifest and come out now in Jesus' name. For the glory of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, come out, 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 all the way out, all the way up out of there. Loose them and let them go in Jesus' name. Loose them and let them go all the way up out of there. Go. All manner of witchcraft, all manner of infiltrated witchcraft, come out, come out. Keep coming out all the way out. Go, 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 go. The blood of Jesus against you right now. We apply the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. You have to come out. Have to come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. We break all witchcraft curses over any of us right now. That's where we've been cursed by anyone in Jesus' name. And we send that curse back where it came from and cancel the assignment of that curse in Jesus' name. Whoever it is, he that loveth cursing, let him be cursed, the Bible says in Psalms. But we cancel the assignment of curses against us from wherever they came from and command the spirits that came in through any manner of curses to come out. Come out, 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 all the way out in the name of Jesus right now. Go. We break all curses right now. In the name of Jesus, loose people, let them go. All curses from people you've worked for, all curses from people you've worked with, all curses from relationships that you did not know, someone even in church that may have been a witch cursing people there. In Jesus' name, we've had witches come to our churches before a number of times over the years, and warlocks and people operating in Satanism. So this is a common thing, way more common than people realize, way more common. Churches have been infiltrated by those who operate in the occult, and people get in there and just curse all the members in the churches and cause strife and cause division and cause fighting, infighting, cause things to be going wrong all the time. Listen, remember, things don't happen for no reason, folks. If they're happening for a reason, okay? And something was released in some manner, some form against you, okay? Or they wouldn't be happening or against someone. Or they wouldn't just be happening to be happening, okay? So we just break the power of witchcraft. We break hexes, vexes, spells, and jinxes and send them back where they came from. Command them to come out right now. Come out, 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 out of there. All the way up out of there. Any spells, jinxes, someone who doesn't like you, someone said words over you, we cancel those word assignments. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there. All the way out. All those assignments of words and their work that they've been sent to do, we cancel the assignment of those words in Jesus' name. Words have power. The power of death and life is in the tongue. That's how much power words have. So people are dying because of people using words against them. Witch doctors use words and different ones that are active in the occult. They use words to curse people and even bring about their demise and death. So we need to recognize that this is not something you play around or take lightly, because it really does happen, and there is power at word. So we cancel their assignment. Do you ever think that maybe the reason you're having some terrible times in your life could be because you are being cursed by someone and not even know it? Of course, that happens. So we break those curses right now and command the spirits behind them to go right now. Get out of there. Go, 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 go. We break every negative word spoken over you. Command those spirits to come out right now in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Yes, Christians do speak death on one another and operate in witchcraft. And many times they don't know what they're doing, sometimes they do it. And because spirits have been given free place in their life for so long. Keep coming out of there, all the way out, all the way out. All religious spirits, come out right now. Religious spirits, performance spirits, religious performance, come out. Earning your way, trying harder, come out, come out, come out, come out. To earn a blessing from God by working for it, come out, 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 come out of there. All that religious spirit, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. In Jesus' name, go, 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 go. Come out, 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 come out. Religious spirits, go, go, all the way out. Religious performance, come out, come out. Performance-based Christianity, come out. Come out, 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 come out of there, all the way out, all the way up out of there. Go, 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 keep going, all the way out, all the way out. Jesus' name, got to go right now. Loose them and let them go. The blood of Jesus against your demons. Come out, come out, come out. A harsh tongue, you come out. That harsh tongue, we rebuke the harsh tongue. That harsh tongue that speaks harsh things and hurtful things, come out. Come out of there right now. The hurtful tongue, the harsh tongue, come out in Jesus' name. The blood is against you right now. I apply the blood of Jesus against that harsh tongue spirit. Come out. Come out of there now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for delivering your people today. Come out. Come out, 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 come out. Harshness, all that spirit of harshness, all that spirit of meanness, come out. Wanting to be mean, come out. Acting mean, come out. Spirit of meanness, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Spirit of retaliation, come out, come out, come out. Spirit of inferiority, come out. Unworthiness, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All that unworthiness, come out, come out, 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 all the way out. The spirit of unworthiness, you got to go right now. Loose them and let them go. Spirit of unworthiness, all the way out, all the way up out of there. Go, go, go. Spirit of unworthiness, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Spirit of heavy burden, you come out. Come out, spirit of heavy burden. Come out, heavy burden. Come all the way out. All that spirit of heavy burden. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. Come out. Come on, all the way out, all the way out. That's what Jesus said. Come out, come out, come out. Heavy burden, you got to go. The blood of Jesus against those spirits of heavy burden. Come out now, all the way out, all the way out, Jesus' name, all the way up and out, heavy burden, come out, spirit of depression, you come out, spirit of depression, I rebuke you, the Lord rebuke you, come out, depression, come out, depression, come out, all that depression, go, 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 all that sorrowful spirit, spirit of sorrows. Spirit of sorrows, come out. Sorrowful spirit, come out, come out, come out. The sorrowful spirit, come out, come out. The spirit of sorrows, sorrowful, come out, 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 come out. Come on, sorrows, come out of there, come out, come out, come out, come out. All the spirit of setback, it seems like you're always having some kind of a setback in life, in your walk with God, that spirit of setbacks, come out, spirit of setbacks, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, Come out now, all the way out. The spirit of setbacks, setbacks at your job, setbacks in your relationship, setbacks with your Bible study and prayer time. Come out of there. All those spirits of setbacks, having a setback, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. All the way up out of there. Go. All those setback spirits, come out. Come out the dark cloud over your head. Come out all the way out. Feeling the dark, like darkness is settled over your life. You have a dark cloud over you. Come out. All that darkness, spirit of darkness, dark cloud, come out. Come out in the name of Jesus right now. Go. Go all the way out. All the way up out of there. Go. Come out. Come out. Dark clouds over you right now. Spirit of heaviness, come out. Spirit of heaviness, go. The spirit of heaviness, we rebuke the spirit of heaviness. Go. Come out. All the way out. All that spirit of heaviness, loose them and let them go. Come out. Come out of there, all the way out. Spirit of loss, you come out. Feel like you're just always at a loss or you're losing things. Come out. Those spirit of loss, you lost something dear to you, someone dear to you, all that spirit of loss, come out. Satan's stealing something from you and you feel the loss. Come out, the spirit of loss, come out, and it torments you, the loss, that loss torments you. Come out. All that spirit of loss, go. Keep going. All that spirit of loss, in Jesus' name, all the way out. That spirit of being stuck, too, stuck in a rut, stuck in a place in your life, you can't move forward. In Jesus' name, all that spirit of being stuck, you come out. That spirit to keep people stuck, come out, move forward. Come out, all the way out of there, up and out. Go. Spirit of being stuck, come out, all the way out. Stuck in the mud, stuck in a trap. Trap of the devil is what it is. Come out, all the way out. Go. All that spirit of being stuck, keeping you steadfast, stuck, come out of there right now. Go. I bind you. I break your control over people right now. Go. All that spirit of being stuck in the rut, stuck in a circumstance, situation, come out, that is not to your desire, come out, in the name of Jesus, spirit of imprisonment, feeling like you're in an prison, spirit of imprisonment, come out, all that spirit of imprisonment, go, all the way out, feeling like you're locked up. Come out. Spirit of imprisonment. Come out. All the way up out of there. Go. Move. Keep moving. All the way out. All that imprisonment spirit. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, go. In Jesus' name, we command you to go. Any vulgarity that's going in your mind, vulgarity, vulgar thoughts, the spirit of vulgarity, come out. Vulgarity, vulgar thoughts, and being planted in your mind on a regular basis or at different seasons, come out of there. All that vulgar spirit, come out. You vulgar, nasty, vulgar vulgarity, come out, all the way out, in Jesus' name, come out, all the way out, go, keep going, all that spirit of fixation on people's private parts, come out of there, all that fixation on women's breasts, you come out, all the way out, go, all that spirit of fixation, I've known women that were fixated on men's private area. They just would always look down there and stare. Yeah, you come out of there. All those fixation spirits, go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Fixation, come out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. Fixation on buttocks. Some people are fixated on people's rear ends. That's ridiculous. But yeah, you come out of there. Go, 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 go. Up and out of there. You have to go all the way out. Come out. All that fixation spirit. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go, go, go. All the way out. All the way out. The blood of Jesus is against you. Right now, you have to lose people. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, you have to lose people. Let them go. You don't have the right to continue unless they give you the right. Come out of there. Spirit of famine. Feel like you're in a land of famine. Come out. Spirit of famine. Famine for God. Famine for the word. Feel like you just keep coming up empty. Can't get anything. Come out of there. You're in a time of famine. The spirit of famine is trying to bring you that way. Come out. Out, out, out. All that famine spirit. Come out. Come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out in Jesus' name, all the way out. All that spirit of famine, go, 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 all the way out, all the way out, all the way out, Jesus' name. Spirit of profanity, having foul words come to your mind, whether you say them or not, if they're coming up in your mind, that spirit of profanity needs to come out of there. Come out, profanity, come out, out, all the way out, come 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 out, all the way out, all the way up out of there, go, all profanity. Go in the name of Jesus all the way out, all the way up out of there. Loose them and let them go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out in Jesus' name. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Please go. You have to all the way out. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Childhood trauma, come out. All that trauma come out right now. Adult trauma too. All trauma spirits have to go right now. Loose them and let them go. All trauma, childhood trauma, being traumatized by events that happen in your life as an adult even, come out. I mean, no, adults get traumatized too. It's not just children that get traumatized. But I started with childhood trauma, but kind of feel like there's plenty of adults that have adult trauma too. Come, all that trauma, go, 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 go. All trauma, childhood and adult trauma. All that trauma, I rebuke the spirit of trauma. All that trauma, being traumatized in Jesus' name, go all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Go up out of there, loose them and let them go. All the way up out of there, all that trauma, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there, all the way out, trauma, all the way out, trauma, trauma through abuse, trauma through mistreatment, come out, come out, all the way out, all the way out, Jesus' name, Jesus' name, all that trauma, trauma through a sexual encounter that was not something you wanted, all the way out of there, go, 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 all trauma. Go, go, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, all the way out, in Jesus' name, the blood of Jesus. Rock music spirits, you come out, country music spirits, seducing music spirits, come out of there right now, go, all the way out. Heavy metal spirits, come out, all the way out, all those spirits through music, come out, come on, all the way out. We break that agreement with darkness and music. Come out of there. A lot of music is dark. You got to come out of there right now. Go, 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 go. It was sent right out of the pits of hell to snare people. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, you come out of there. Go, go, go. Addiction to ungodly music. You come out of there right now. And addiction to gaming. You come out. Come out of there, killing and blood and guts everywhere with those games. Come out. And all the occultism that's in them, come out, all the way out. Go, gaming spirits, come out. Gaming spirits, come out. Addiction to gaming, come out. Come out, 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 all the way out. Go, 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 go. Go, the blood of Jesus is against you right now. The blood of Jesus is against you. Keep coming out of there. Keep coming out of there. The blood, I apply the blood against these spirits. You have to go. You are defeated. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You are defeated by the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, you have to lose people. Come on, all the way out, all the way out. Spirit of being intimidated by certain people, you come out. Intimidation, come out. Come out. Intimidation. Get intimidated at work. You get intimidated by a different one. All that intimidation, come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out of there. All that intimidation. You've got to lose people. Let them go. All that intimidation. Come out of there. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out. All that spirit of intimidation. Certain people, you are intimidated and even made to feel very uncomfortable. Even you do and say things you wouldn't normally do when these people around you, these type of people, come out of there. All that intimidation. Pain in your neck right now. Spirit lodged in your neck. Come out of there. Come on. Right now, the pain in the back of your neck. Come out right now. All that pain in the neck. Come out. Come out. In the name of Jesus, we speak to you and command you to come out of that neck right now. Loose their neck. Loose their body in the name of Jesus. All the way up out of there. Go. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way up out of there, the blood of Jesus, all the way up out of there. Go, go, all those pains in the neck and the back, come out, come out. Pain in the neck and the back, come out, 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 all the way out, all the way out. Father, seal this deliverance that people have received tonight in Jesus' name, Father. Thank you, Lord, for the ministry of deliverance. Thank you, Lord, for the ministry of healing that often goes with deliverance. So we thank you for healing and deliverance, too, in Jesus' name. Thank you for divine safety, a hedge of protection around each of these people who are here together tonight. Thank you for keeping them in the secret place of the Most High, in Jesus' name. Bless and minister to them, encourage them, strengthen them, help them to be strong in you and the power of your might, Lord. And we praise you for that. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. All right, thank you for joining up with us all tonight for this time that we've had together. I want to, anyone that, by the way, I should mention that anybody that wanted a receipt for your giving in 2023 and did not get one, just email me an email at theoasis1@localnet.com, and we'll send you one if you wanted one. All right, if not, don't worry about it, okay? But I just want to mention that. Also, the website, theoasiscommunitychurch.com, is the website for any new people that listen. So you know a website, theoasiscommunitychurch.com. All right, let's see. I think we're done tonight here for another week, and we'll be back next Friday night. Look forward to seeing you then. And pray that the Lord ministers to you this weekend and you be encouraged in God. Amen. May he bless you and draw you ever closer to him, because there is no one like the Lord, is there? And he can do what no other can do. Put your trust in him. Put your faith in him and go to him and call upon the name of the Lord. That's where your help comes from, right? You know where it comes from. Comes from the Lord. So remember to go to the Lord and don't run from him when things go bad.
Look up, look up, look up at what's before you and don't stop. Go on, move on, determined not to give in and be strong. Believe me, for my promises of all possible reality. way is the best. Don't settle for the way it's been. Get ready for what's coming in. Do all you can, make sure you pass the test. Look up, look up, look up once before you, and don't stop. Go on, move on. Determined not to give in and be strong. For your redemption's drawing nigh, so be my servant, do or die. Look neither to your right nor to the left, me your only hope. I'll help you overcome and cope. Hold on, my love, be faithful unto death. Look up, look up, look up what's before you, and don't stop. Go on, move on. Determined not to give in and be strong. Look up, look up, look up at what's before you, and don't stop. Go on, move on. Determined not to give in and be strong. Look up, 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 my love, look up.
Amen. Look up, come up. That's right. Get your eyes off the dirt and get your eyes on the glory. Yeah, so often we're looking at the wrong thing. Let's look at the right thing. Let's look at the right one. He's going to take care of you and me, and we will make it. We will. I know the devil tried to make it feel like sometimes you won't make it, but you will. That's all a lie. The devil is a liar, the father of all lies. We know who he is, and we know what he's about. So don't forget that when you're feeling the darkness attack. It's just lying to you again, one way or another, one form or another. Didn't say he wouldn't be attacked, but it would say that you would overcome, and you can overcome if you choose to. Mm-hmm. That's right. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Your own understanding, my own understanding will fail, but the Lord won't. He won't fail us. Remember, the mercies of the Lord are new every morning, so you get to start all over again in the morning, too. Hallelujah. Yeah, isn't that great? Yeah, we don't have to carry today's trouble into tomorrow, unless you just like doing that, but you don't have to. Yeah. Yeah, the Lord is so good. He's so kind, so compassionate for all of us and all the things that we all face in this life. But he's there, and he's just waiting on you to call upon his name. Call upon me, and I will answer, he said. Right? Amen. Amen. So have you called? a lot of people out there wallowing in their own messes. It's not necessary, you know. You don't wallow in a mess. You rest in his rest. Yeah, let the devil have his own messes. Fall on him. Yeah, God will take care of that stuff. He'll take care of the evil one. Vengeance is mine, I will repay. He'll take care of it. Let's just go to him. Amen. Run to the rock that is higher than I, right? He's higher than we are. You run to him. All right, well, I've probably talked enough tonight, huh? So I think I'll just have to say goodbye. Let's see, I want to pray this one last song here. It's a new song that just added. Freedom, it's called.
I can show you the way to freedom, if it's freedom you want. If you want to be led, I will lead on, and you should have been front. All your fears, all your lusts, and your demons, so they're no longer haunts. If you're blind, I can teach you to see them, this is your freedom, if it's freedom you want. Addictions to things you think you need. Freedom from slavery to fiction, fables that make you bleed. Freedom from fears and inhibitions, nightmares, worries, and superstition. Freedom from their lies and delusions, disinformation and confusion. Freedom from their control and intrusion. This is your freedom, if it's freedom you want. Show you the way to freedom, if it's freedom you want. If you take Jesus and receive him, you need no more to run. If you stick to his words and do them, you'll be his follower in truth. And you will certainly know the truth, and that truth is gonna make you free. Man, the things you're blind to right now, you see them. This is your freedom, if it's freedom you want. Nightmares, worries, and superstitions. Freedom from their lies and delusions, disinformation and confusion. Freedom from their control and intrusion. This is your freedom, if it's freedom you want. This is your freedom, if it's freedom you want. This is your freedom, if it's freedom you want. This is your freedom.
Amen. He gives us freedom, doesn't he? He's a good God. Good night to you, dear one. Thank you for being here with us here tonight. See you next Friday.